AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Turkey's president is not backing down.
Kim ne derse desin durdurmayacak.
Recep Erdogan says he will not stop in northern Syria no matter what anyone says. He says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's disappointing. This happened days after U.S. troops left the region.
Rather than get pulled into this conflict, we put the welfare of our soldiers first, while urging Turkey to forego its operation and working hard with us to address their concerns through the development of a security zone along the border.
Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin says the U.S. is threatening sanctions against Turkey, but it hasn't been done yet.
This will be both primary sanctions and secondary sanctions that will be applicable.
Turkey says it captured more Kurdish-held villages in the border region in Syria. The U.S. is deploying dozens more fighters and fighter jets and additional air defenses to Saudi Arabia, beefing up efforts to defend the kingdom against Iran. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's message to Iran:
do not mistake our restraint for weakness. If you will, you will regret that.
A federal judge in New York temporarily blocked President Trump's plan to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits. On Capitol Hill, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told lawmakers the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her job. Democrats are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Santa Ana winds are causing lots of problems in Southern California.
So as you can imagine, the embers from the wind have been traveling a significant distance, which causes another fire to start.
One wildfire is burning out of control on the northern edge of Los Angeles. Another fire was reported in the Cala Mesa area. There are at least two fire-related deaths. This is AP Radio News. The Prime Minister of Ethiopia has received the Nobel Peace Prize.
In close cooperation with Isaias Afwerki, the president of Eritrea, Abiy Ahmed quickly worked out the principles for a peace agreement to end the long no peace, no war stalemate between the two countries.
Human rights and humanitarian groups are urging Abe to uphold and build on the dramatic reforms that led to him winning the Nobel. Bileen Siom is a spokeswoman for the prime minister.
This is a huge congratulations to Ethiopians. It's a huge congratulations to Friends of Ethiopia as well, who've been part of these milestones and achievement of this journey that we've been taking.
The announcement was made today in Stockholm. Leaders across Africa are responding with praise and encouragement after Ethiopia's reformist prime minister was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.